Yeah, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello and good afternoon to you. My name is Joyce. It's a beautiful Friday, except I'm tired. Yesterday after the show, I went home and I realized how just tired I was. And then my body was reading yesterday as though it was a Friday and today would be a Saturday and I wouldn't have to be at work. I'm so tired. It's really, I mean, I love what I do, but I'm tired and I would really like a break. But then again, I have to be here today and ensure that we enjoy our time together on radio. All right. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, like, yo, I'm tired. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. How are you? Okay. Yeah. How are you now? We need some strength for this conversation. Not that it's too much of a burden or too much of anything that we need to mentally analyze, but we need to understand what is happening with our present reality and where this could be taking us. So first of all, there's this update on cryptocurrency and the prohibition of the trade of cryptocurrency in the country. If you remember last Monday, we spoke about it. And so today being the day where we recap the week, I think that's one conversation we should bring back because there's some update on it. So now officially welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce. The sun rises here on our tiredness, on our anticipation of a great time on radio. The sun rises on radio and we're ready to just have fun and make of it what we can. Yeah, make the most of it. Okay, so Fridays, oh, what a week is what we call that one. And we try to recap interesting conversations that we've had during the course of the week. If you remember, I did share with you that there was a crypto prohibition issued by the CBN. And we spoke about that on Monday. Well, I think that's one of the conversations that we should revisit again. Now, I'll try bring up between now and 2:30 p.m. That's 2:30. Bring up the interesting conversations. So we're going to move real quick. First of all, first of all, there's an update. What's the update? Yesterday on social media, somebody tagged me to a message he got from one of the banks saying that they apologize, but that the account or his account has to be closed down because of his involvement in cryptocurrency trade. So if you remember on Monday, quite a number of the men who called in who are already involved in crypto trade did assure everyone listening that it's not too much of a trouble if you're still in the business, and given their end of their perspective compared to how the ban influences crypto trade in Nigeria specifically, they kind of helped us understood. They helped us understand that you can still do it. It's legal. People are legal with the business. But then remember that the federal government gave a considerate concern, which they felt was enough grounds for the cryptocurrency trade to be prohibited. Now, those who are legal who are doing it are saying that, well, it's not necessarily a shortcut. We're still doing it, and this is how we're doing it. Now, yesterday, I got a message. The message reads that some banks are closing their accounts. I'm not sure how that works anymore, because what the message he sent to me read something like, your account was closed because we observed that there was some trading of cryptocurrency on that account, and for that reason we're closing down the account. I believe that whatever money he has there in that account would be given to him, but that singular account would be closed. So 0700-993-993-993, if you're one of the people whose accounts or account has been closed down due to your involvement in the now officially banned crypto trade, I want to know how that affects you. I got a message Wednesday, and somebody was explaining to me, well, he was trying to articulate his frustration and how his involvement in the crypto trade has helped him manage himself. So even though he is unemployed while he's still seeking for a job, the profits he's made off his crypto trade has been the monies he's used for rent, feeding, blah, 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 that he's still looking for a job. But that right now, he doesn't know how this country really caters to the vision of the youth. And that was such a very fundamental concern. How does this country cater to the visions Yeah, because that was one person. So I'm thinking there are young people in Nigeria. How does this country manage their own expectation, the expectations of young people in this country, the vision of young people in this country? And he said he's sending me the message just so that I could help him understand what he's supposed to do as a young Nigerian. Now, that's difficult. That's very difficult because, one, I'm not a policymaker. And as much as I'd love to try, sometimes I can't quite help the situation myself. We're going to go off on a break when we come back. More conversation on the Sunny Side.
Oh, what a week. This is the Sunny Side with Joy.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side with Joyce. Oh, what a week it's been. All right, so some young Nigerians getting a little frustrated. Well, let's see whether we can gain some insight as to how this closure of bank accounts of some people who have traded in cryptocurrency affects them and maybe affects their trade. At this point, if your account gets closed because you're trading in cryptocurrency, do you totally give up the trade? That's a question. That's actually a possible outcome. Or how do you then, how do you manage the stimide now? How do you scale this obstacle? 0700-993-993-993. We're recapping the week. Welcome to Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Good afternoon.
Hello.
Welcome. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name?
This is Shagun.
So I want to ask a question. At least we're all asking a question. Was your account closed?
No. My account wasn't closed. But I have a friend who is into cryptocurrency.
Okay.
Right now, he doesn't even know what to do. Because he was like, should he sell all the Bitcoin he had? Because of this. I don't know what's happening in this one.
So what exactly is his greatest concern? Now that the account is closed, what has happened to him?
No, his account is not yet closed.
Oh, his hasn't been closed yet?
Yes.
But when and if his account gets closed, then what happens? Do you think you know?
He's afraid now. He doesn't know what to do.
Okay.
Should he sell all the cryptocurrency he has, all the Bitcoin he has, or should he just, he has no job. He's trading this Bitcoin to survive. He's still looking for a job. So I am also thinking of venturing into cryptocurrency.
Oh, really?
This country is something else.
But do you have employment? Are you employed somewhere? Do you have a job? Are you an entrepreneur?
No, I am self-employed currently.
Okay. All right. But you also thought about venturing into crypto trade.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much. Hopefully we'll have a lot more people give us insight into this very moving. Interestingly, it's a moving story, but also as it moves, we're learning more about it. 0700-993-993-993 on the Sunny Side. Welcome. My name is Joyce. If you have just tuned in, some people say that their accounts are getting closed down because it's been observed that crypto trade happened on those accounts. And for that reason, the bank has apologized. And I want to know what people are doing with that reality at this very moment. The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to you and welcome. Hello. Can you hear me? I doubt I can hear you. Okay, I'm going to read this message. You say, hey, Joyce, hi, how are you doing? Honestly, I was saving money to join crypto trade this year. I've been looking for a job for 5 years. I try to save money, but hearing what the government has said and listening to people's experiences on radio, honestly, I'm without hopes of ever becoming my dreams. Oh, well, that sounds like a heavy thing to say. I think challenges in life kind of just, I think they kind of give you an opportunity to look another way or try something else. But maybe you've been trying. Hold on, we'll hear people's stories and hopefully you can learn from what they have to say. This is Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Sorry about that. 0700-993-993-993. Welcome.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Kiro from Ikeja.
Thank you. Do you trade cryptocurrency?
Yeah, I just think it's rather unfortunate that this government doesn't seem to have the interest of our people at heart.
Are you affected?
Because, not really, but at least
that's
I don't know who were. I hope I am not, because somehow, if it goes too hard, it might. But these are things people do all over the world and across other countries, and nobody's complaining. People are benefiting and they're happy. Why don't our government take pleasure or delight in seeing their people smile? That's just sadness here now.
All right, yeah.
And you see, another thing again, we are ruled by a bunch of retired ancestors who really don't have no much. Even if, no matter what they do to ban the transactions, there are still other ways. People who are into it still go about it. Let's not talk about it, and so we don't teach them how to do it. But they just don't feel happy to see that their people are smiling, because they want only them and themselves alone.
All right.
Which is rather unfortunate.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, bye.
The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome.
To have a book on the line.
Okay.
See, I've listened to so many, read the story about this government and the policy. My candid advice to the people that have this coin, one is this: if you have friends that can move your money to the account, it will be safe one for you. Then for your account in your blockchain, it's not a government account that they will say they want to block blockchain. You get. So I think they should just leave it there. As the thing is increasing, you know, was this a PayPal or whatever, something like that, invested in that Bitcoin, this thing, and the value is going up. Even read about this just before you came on air, right?
All right.
So
okay.
I think that's an advice for them to just go down. Because I had an account with the blockchain and it's still on. So I sold my own value, and but they should just hold on. The government will find themselves.
All right. Thank you very much for calling The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Please turn off your radio. Turn off your radio. Hello?
Hello?
Turn off your radio. Good afternoon to you. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. Joy. Yes, what's your name?
My name is Tim. I'm calling from Isola today.
Thank you very much for calling. So, this story about crypto, how does it affect you?
I don't trade in crypto.
Okay.
As of now, something I was thinking of doing at some time.
Were you also thinking of going into the crypto trade?
I was thinking of going into cryptocurrency.
Oh, okay. You're another person who thought about going into it. Okay.
I was going to go into it, yes. But I do trade in currencies at the moment, not specifically a cryptocurrency.
Oh, okay.
But, you see, it just saddens me to hear news like that when the rest of the world is going in a certain progressive direction. Why is it that in this country the only thing our leaders think about is to go back retrogressively? Why is it? Can you just put your wonderful philosophical mind around that?
Well, I don't know whether I want to take myself through that bottleneck, because I'm not a lawmaker. I can think about it, but then it stresses me out. So given that this is a reality for Nigerians, I really want to understand how they're dealing with this.
The question is, do they even take advice before they jump to certain conclusions? It's really very sad. I mean, we are playing catch up with the rest of the world. Can't someone just go and learn how the rest of the world, the so-called developed worlds, are doing it?
Okay.
And then try to replicate that rather than kill an insect, an ant, with a sledgehammer.
Okay, that's considerate.
It is sad. It is really sad.
All right.
Very, very sad.
Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate. Hello, The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. How are you? Hello?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
Please, my sister, you need rest. I like you for one thing, for your honesty. You mentioned if you are tired, please, you need rest. Can you do something about that?
I'm fine, don't worry. Thank you very much.
I don't want to say they don't know what they are doing.
Turn off your radio.
Sorry about that, Joyce. I don't want to say they don't know what they are doing. You know, one of the best head in terms of economy, finance, anything that do with economy, right? I think I need to mention the man's name, Joyce. Hello?
Go ahead. We're listening to you.
This one, read one or something. I think it's among the economic team, right?
Hello? Can you hear me? I do apologize. Might have lost you. Sorry about that. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello, Joseph.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, Carl, this is my name.
We're happy to have you.
Yeah, Joyce, really, I don't really know. I'm surprised at the way people are reacting to this Bitcoin issue. Because I'm actually on the government side on this one.
Okay.
And I really don't understand why people are... A lot of people are just falling in line without even understanding what they are talking about.
So explain it then, you know?
Okay, so... Now, let me tell you this. Bitcoin it doesn't mean anything to us. In fact,
yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, we don't even need it.
Oh.
I want to say the whole world. The whole world is trying to be cautious with Bitcoin.
Okay.
Yes, America does not accept it. America doesn't recognize that the currency. America recognizes it as property and says that for everything you do about it, it must be declared and tax must be paid on it.
Hello? Have I lost you? Well, I do apologize. I was waiting for you to conclude that thought. Sorry about that. If you can, please call back. Apparently, you're trying to make a case in support of the prohibition of the trade of cryptocurrency. Please call back. Good afternoon. This is Nigeria Info. How are you?
Look, Joyce, this network, they need to do something. Oh, you can't just be suddenly your line will just drop.
Yeah.
They need to do something about it. As I was saying, that man is one of those people working with the president in economic teams, right?
Go ahead.
Even the CBN governor, Godwin Emefiele, right? With all the people working with him in the CBN, they don't know about all these things. My son is into that business. And I was telling the young man, like, I think last month, so, boy, look, this thing you are doing with these guys, so I don't think it will work. Oh.
Your son is into crypto trade?
Yes, a young man. He just finished his computer thing in Yaba College and it's okay, let me daddy do one or two things to see how I can go back and complete my this thing. Now, the small money that this young man invests in that thing, as if I know this will come up with this type of whatever. Well, let's keep our finger crossed. Like Ebukat said, you know they invite the man to the Senate. I don't know if he has gone. Either the Senate or House, one of those high chamber, whatever, invite Emefiele, right?
Go ahead.
So let's see what will come out of it. Can I quickly talk about that man who said Nigerians will keep on they will keep on kidnapping Nigerians?
Oh, well, no, we're not talking about that. We'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Please, you need a rest, my sister, please.
Thank you. Welcome, if you have just tuned in. A letter on Friday, February 5th, the Central Bank of Nigeria ordered financial institutions, you know, deposit bank accounts, to close crypto-related accounts immediately. Now, someone said to me, surprisingly, that he's never been in the trade, but he's had fears about trading in cryptocurrency. And for that reason, he thinks he's going to support the government, you know, and the government's idea to prohibit the trade of cryptocurrency. We just about lost someone who was in support of the government's idea. Well, sorry about that. 0700-993-993-993. Welcome to the show. If you have an account and maybe your account has been closed, we want to understand what you're doing with this new reality and how maybe it makes life better or worse for you. Hello, the sunny side. Good afternoon. Could you please turn off your radio and speak closer to your mouthpiece? Okay, I'm sorry. That's not clear enough. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Sam.
Okay, please go ahead.
So, I'm into cryptocurrency and currency trading, and my account got blocked, I think, 3 days ago.
Okay. So what does that mean for you now?
For me, I think actually a little bit disturbed, but that's not going to stop my trading or whatever I do with cryptocurrency.
But now you cannot quite get cash from your bank anymore.
Yeah, I put down another bank account, and it's like other colors have been listed. There are ways to... not good about it.
Ah, is this a trade secret?
No, a secret. It's all over the web, internet. So it doesn't have to pass through the bank the way it used to before. So They're just bothering themselves with their policy and whatever.
Okay. You don't sound too you don't sound so troubled about it.
Not at all.
Okay.
Except for the fact that I use my other account for other things and now I've started sorting those issues out.
You're not sounding too specific, but I'm going to assume that you don't want to tell us a little bit more. So thank you very much for calling. Thank you. You're on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Turn off your radio.
Good afternoon, guys.
Welcome. What's your name?
Francis, calling from there.
Okay.
Well, concerning the cryptocurrency, just like as I...
Do you trade in cryptos?
No, guys. But I'm about joining. I'm about entering the line.
Oh, you're about joining?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Guys, we are the system. The government, they are just trying to play to the gallery. But we are the system. So we have a word of maneuver. I think we had the last caller, right? Hello, guys?
We're with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we had the last caller.
Okay.
And one of the callers said, why did the government keep on trading on the side of retrogression? We will continue to retrograde in as much as we allow the couple of old men who have lived their life to manage the assets of this nation. We will continue until we, the young ones, stand enough and stand up and do the right thing.
Okay.
And we shouldn't think taking back the system will just come like that. We have to put up some work.
All right.
Together. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
All right. This sounds like, you know. Huh. Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra. Joyce. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
This is Sammy Michael.
Okay. We're happy to have you.
I just have to lend my voice a little.
Please.
For this crypto thing as one of the practitioners. To really be frank, are you hearing me?
Yeah.
I think I don't need to say. I'm trying to look for some choice of words so I don't look too hard. Like, when I look at our policymakers or some notch or leaders in our establishment, not really updating themselves to understand the trend that they feel they can blow. Actually, if not the intermediaries, like what is a pay stack or some banks, like the last caller said, they didn't use it. You can trade with crypto without even looking for Nigerian banks. There's the other exchanges you can do. Except those exchanges are the ones that banks can stop. Do you understand? Like for some of us, my wallet, I don't need any bank. I can exchange with someone. Only that if we're trying to make the banks and those mediators or the exchangers to gain. So you're blocking and banning them. Yes, they will lose some of those gains they can get from my 100 to 1,000 or $1 million I'm trying to transfer.
Okay.
Because I can just go through my wallet, someone anywhere to exchange for me, and I get off and go my way without even using any Nigerian bank.
Okay. Now, the person who's going to exchange with you or for you is going to give you what, cash or what? How is the person going to give it to you?
Fine. Now, look at it. Let me give you like this. Let's say like a black market you're going to be doing now.
Okay.
Let's say you're a crypto person too, and I know, I have 1,000, Bitcoin, and I need... For instance, even if I'm beating it down or not, I'm just trying to be like pragmatic.
Yeah.
I need just $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So you can give me. Okay, if you have the cash of it, for instance,
mm-hmm.
I will just transfer for you, confirm it, and give you the cash. No bank, nobody, not even CBN knows what we have done and go away. Yes. Now, it's also a wallet. If you have the same wallet for me, you can just transfer to my wallet, and you transfer the other way. I go to my bank, send it back to my bank as the cash without using crypto on it. So they wouldn't know. They would just think maybe a payment made from anywhere.
Okay. Now,
as a Nigerian currency.
So what do you think about the government's statement when they say that one of the reasons, at least a number of reasons for the ban or the prohibition of the trade of cryptocurrency is because, one, it's unregulated and unlicensed, and that criminals are seeking it to launder money and, you know, evade tax and deal in illegal trade, one of which can be terrorism. So what do you say about that?
Okay, Mark, in as much... It looks kind of morally right if you listen to what they're saying.
Yeah.
But terrorism, fine, is like almost staying with us for years. Now, but this thing coming up, as I said, they need to update. Crypto works on what we call a blockchain technology. Decentralized thing, whereby, like I told you, my money may be in my phone. It's not even the bank. Like I told you about wallet.
Yeah.
So you just transact it with a code and get what I want to go. I may have $1 million or $1 billion. You may not know. It's in that phone. But I have the code to get it.
Mm.
Now, so but if you say someone, fine, they can use it straight because it's very secure with that blockchain. Mm. But can't you look for a way to come to the stakeholders to advise you how to check rather than banning? You can't ban what you can't regulate.
Okay. All right.
You understand we are saying that they need to upgrade. They need to look for, they should come to the stakeholder. Okay, how do we do it? Rather than you just coming ignorantly to your ban.
Okay.
That's my angle.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. We do appreciate. Someone sent me a message, says, Joyce, I read a tweet on Twitter and somebody was asking, would the federal government ban phones, giving that kidnappers use phones to call their victims' families? Well, I think you were trying to be funny. But, well, that's also a question. Thank you very much. The Sunny Side. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joyce. I have a question. Is it because I called back, please? This banning of a bank account that deals with cryptocurrency, is it because if you want to do transfer, in the description on directive, you describe what they're sending the money for. Isn't it the way they want to ban it? You know, during that MSAS, maybe people that want to send money to phone, they will put MSAS at the end of their comment. Is it really the way they want to ban it? Because I know my account,
Do you trade in cryptocurrencies?
I sold the one I had for like...
So you don't trade in it? So this is not necessarily your problem?
Like, someone has sent me money for... He put the description that, okay, so value BTC to my account. So is it... Because it's not making sense at times.
So that's why you have to maybe listen a little bit more. You'd understand how this works. And maybe also... what do you say about the government's decision to ban it and the reasons they have given to ban it?
It's not making sense. Just like the last caller. You don't understand this very thing. You go to learn it. Because this blockchain, as I said before, is encrypted file. It's highly encrypted. You get... Because the code is just... It's just like your account number. You will see normal number. But this one, alphabet is there. Number is there.
I think it's probably complicated for you because you don't understand it.
I mean the account, the blockchain wallet, the address.
Okay.
For the bank to come and regulate it, you are regulating what you don't control.
All right,
So it's confused. That's what I want to understand. Is it that they block people's account based on the description they saw from their own end? It's not making sense to her.
Thank you very much for calling. All right, so someone sent me a message saying, Joyce, how will the CBN do now that MasterCard will be accepting cryptocurrencies? Some people just come here to defend the government's primitive ideas. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome, what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Bamdila Deonchu.
Could you speak closer to your mouthpiece, please?
Yeah, I'm very close to it. I'm using Alfred.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to contribute about the banning or blocking people's accounts of this.
Yeah, did your accounts get blocked for any reason?
No, but I have a group of people that are doing it around me. But I want to know the idea which the government are putting in place. There are the ban things that I don't think it's realistic. Because cryptocurrency...
This is not clear. I'm sorry, your line isn't clear. I do apologize. Hello? I'm sorry, your line is breaking up. Hello, please hang up and call back, all right? I do apologize. Please hang up and call back. Welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome. How are you?
I'm okay. My name is Olumuyiwa.
Thank you very much for calling.
Please, let's be practical with the policy maker in Nigeria. Because we have some people that find joy in saying, I am Nigerian government, doing nothing. Now, let's look at bank. I want to be practical. If you transfer 100,000 naira to my account, that I should give it to 10 of your sisters, 10,000. My bank will remove almost 270 naira from that 100,000. Now, for me now to not... pieces down 100,000 to your sister, 10 of them. Bank will be charging me 50 naira for each transaction, 70 naira for SMA. That's what they are doing in my first bank. And they will now see remove another bank charges. So for that, your 100,000 in my account, bank has to remove nothing less than 2,500 naira. Now, and I have some app. I won't mention it online.
Wow.
I have like three apps now. Once you move money to those apps, They don't charge anything at all. No stamp duty, no bank charges, no SMS charges allowed. Now, if your central bank now know about those apps I mentioned now, they will ban them, Abi, and they will give us good reason. And because we are so gullible as a citizen, we will accept their reason. What? Now, I go and I went to bank and I asked them, Chebi, your bank says 50 naira for every 10,000. Why are you still removing stamp duty for 2,000? All of them laugh. They say, go and meet central bank now. So central bank knows what they are doing. I just want to open people's eyes. They know what they are doing. When you transfer 100,000 to my account to give to 10 people, and bank remove over 2,000 naira from that money and savings account.
No, hold on a second. You run a current account, isn't it?
Savings account.
Really?
Savings account. If you remember last year, December, many banks have problem. You can't transfer, you can't withdraw, if you remember very well. They went underground to do so many programs.
So have you been to your bank for them to explain to you what is happening to them?
I went there. The way they will, you know, bank has created one thing now. You want to see customer care line, go and sit down in the sun for 5 hours. From December 23 to January 23, they removed 1,770 naira for only SMS alert.
That sounds like an error.
Yeah, they are programming it. Now, if 5 people transfer money to my account today now, by 7 p.m. in the evening, they will say 6 transactions, 750 naira for stamp duty. So anything that central bank will not benefit from, they will cancel it, and they will give Nigeria millions of reasons. And because we are gullible, we don't ask questions. We will accept it.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well, that was something. But then you didn't tell us the app. I mean, you should have left on that note. That would have been you exiting with a bang. Let's see, we have about 2 minutes before commercial break. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, lady. What's your name?
My name is Kemi, calling from Shomolu.
Thank you. Do you trade in cryptos, honey?
Yeah, I don't, but I have a friend trading in it. But all the same, I do another kind of trading, but I have my wallet in my phone. So I don't have any kobo in any Nigerian bank. I don't even need a Nigerian bank for any transaction. So the central bank are just wasting their time.
Honey, look, we are clueless. What do you mean when you say that? And where do you keep your money now?
I keep my money in my wallet.
So how do you get cash? Because a wallet is an abstract thing. So how do you get cash?
Well, I won't say that on air. Because I don't.
That's why I'm having this show.
Oh, my God.
Would you send me inbox on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter, but I think I'll do that next week.
Okay.
But I don't have any cash in any Nigerian bank.
You're not paying stamp duty and SMS charge. You're not doing none of that.
What? No way.
Give us heads up, man. That's even what you should be telling us.
No way.
All right.
But what you just did is that they just enabled the black market. The black market will be making more money now.
Man, this sounds like some terrible gossip. Everybody can just... Look, honey, first of all, thank you very much. Unfortunately for me, you didn't give me what I would have wanted to hear. I'm going to go off on a break. When we come back, hopefully one Nigerian can do all other Nigerians the favor telling us what's happening. I don't know. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. The sunny side. Welcome. My name is Joyce. It's Friday. Yes, you know already. We're recapping some of the very interesting topics we had to deal with during the course of the week. So we call this one, Oh, What a Week. You know how they say that it's conversation that leads to conversations and then you learn something? So apparently, I'm hearing that some of you have wallets. What's that? Look. The essence of radio is for information. It's for education. Do the world a favor. My name is Joyce. Welcome. If you know something that the rest of us don't know, I feel like now you're the privileged 1% with the information that the rest of us have absolutely no idea about. I'll appreciate it if you can help. What's really going on? Because, you know, I'm not a techie person. I just know how to use some gadgets. But then I think it's more than just being on the internet. It's really knowing where to go or what to do with it. If you have just tuned in, look, one gist led to another gist. The original gist was cryptocurrency ban. It was a conversation we had last week, Monday. And then today, we're choosing to kind of revisit it and give it people the opportunity to speak on it, particularly those who didn't have an opportunity on Monday. Now, a few days ago, well, I think yesterday, actually, I got the message yesterday. Someone sent me a message saying that his particular account that had a track record of crypto trade is now closed. And he's saying, oh, this is what is happening. And I also think that he's not one of them type of guys who knows any more than he does when it comes to trading cryptocurrency. The government gave justifiable reasons as to why they're choosing at this point to prohibit the trade of cryptocurrency. One, they say it's unlicensed. Another, it's unregulated. And because it's not regulated, chances are you wake up one day, it's doing well. Another day, it just falls flat. So it has that. I mean, so is life, you would say, that, you know, life holds too many uncertainties, but here we are, striving every day, wishing for the best and taking chances. Some of you would say, why wouldn't the government take a chance with this? Why wouldn't they help understand how this works so that they can at least help bring about policies that allow young people achieve their dreams? Well, they say they're not trying to stop you from achieving your dreams, being a young Nigerian with a vision ahead of you. They say bad people have infiltrated this entire line of work. And for that reason, they're choosing now to cut the bad guys out. And maybe there's no how you cut the bad guys out without that singular move affecting the good guys. All right. Now, some of you are telling us something. A bird has dropped it here on live radio. That's something called wallet. And nobody has to know. Not the federal government, not Joyce, not the bank that we know. So what exactly is happening? We need the gist. 0700-993-993-993. If you're listening, open your ears. Somebody might just do us a world of good. On Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Turn off your radio. Tell us you have the gist we're waiting for. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. What's your name?
My name is Malik.
Malik, okay. Can you? I mean, I would love for you to speak on this crypto situation and how it has evolved. Now it's been banned. How does this affect you? And then what do you know that other youths don't know?
Okay, so I called in to make some clarification. Okay. One, the CBN didn't ban crypto trading. The CBN effectively ring-fenced the traditional banks of that environment. That's what the CBN has done.
Okay. So do you have your accounts closed? Were you one of the people who got the email saying that, you know, your account had this trade of crypto and for that reason is going to be closed down?
Yeah, I'm not one of such, but I can tell you why. Such persons are, as an individual, acting as exchange, meaning they're able to take that from people, buy cryptocurrencies, and then from B2B, send bitcoins or any other cryptocurrency to other persons.
Okay.
That is them doing what corporates should do, and they are doing it as individuals on their individual accounts.
Oh, I see. So that's how you understand it.
The bank is able to single out such persons.
Yeah.
And corporate organizations, that is your Binance, Roku, and the like, because the CBN already gave an order that effectively traditional banks should not be offering such service
exactly.
to people like that.
Okay.
So CBN has not said people shouldn't treat cryptocurrency. People are still trading cryptocurrency. People still have it in their respective wallets. But your regular traditional banks have been made to leave the scene, so they are not to be there offering such services again.
Okay.
Of course, it's not to say what the CBN has done is great or not. And people are already trying to find alternatives to that, so that they are doing P2P among themselves.
But you support the CBN. I don't know. Do you support the CBN?
I
do you appreciate?
I think the CBN needed to take more time to be able to take the decisions it took, because Nigeria Security Exchange Commission already is trying to work out a framework for cryptocurrency. And they are the ones really who should bother about securities trading, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, are you a crypto trader? Do you trade in currencies?
No, I don't trade crypto.
Okay.
I don't trade.
Okay.
Do you then,
yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. We're with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I said, but then, yes, I have crypto, but I don't trade it.
So what people do you do with it? You just buy and keep it?
Yes. Buy it, keep it. It's been making gaining value. I can choose to sell it, I can choose to leave it whenever. Nobody really knows where crypto is going. Some persons and organizations are gradually trying to adjust it, are trying to set the framework to work in their individual territories across different countries. So everybody is still just getting a hang of it. But essentially, everybody knows it is about blockchain technology, which is transparent. Everybody knows it is about decentralizing finance, which is like the new hip thing, because people are trying to stay away from fiat currency and the like. So, yes, no one...
Who is trying to stay away from fiat currency? Who's trying to stay away from that?
What?
Who is staying away from fiat currency? Is the federal government trying to stay away from fiat currency?
No, fiat currency is about the government. Fiat currency is naira, dollar.
So who is staying away from fiat currency?
The central bank wants to try to decentralize it so that it is not what a central bank somewhere is dictating that will determine the terms for everybody.
Yeah, so you're speaking from two sides now. So are you supporting the government? Is that what you're saying?
No. I don't support government. That's why I said they should have taken more time, because if you look at the SEC is still is part of government, sort of, Security Exchange Commission for Nigeria, and they are already working on a framework for crypto to be maybe traded or dealt with on the Nigerian stock exchange, take for example. They are already working on that framework.
Okay.
But then, again, the CBN knows what they saw. I'm not there. The party has some other figures, and they are knowing, oh, look, traditional banking might not be able to take this hit for things to go south.
All right.
So, yeah. So
thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, we can hear you. Go ahead. Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Emmanuel.
Oh, your background is so noisy.
Yeah, let me move away. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, okay, we can. It's just noisy. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. The fact remains that, you know, the government of Nigeria, to some extent, have pushed some of us to do some certain business that, how will I put it, that supposed not to be legal, but because of the way we find ourselves, we are taking it to be legal.
Are you doing something illegal, honestly?
No. Try to get what I'm trying to say. Like this cryptocurrency and Bitcoin.
Do you trade in it?
I don't trade in it because I've been hearing some updates even 2, 3, 5 years ago that federal government of Nigeria, that anybody that is putting his money or her money there is at risk.
Oh, well, yeah. It's not just a Nigerian position. It's actually international.
Okay, let me just use Nigeria as a case study for that. So in such business, it's neither like just what just happened in Nigeria now. It's neither you gain it or you lose it. Do you get me?
We're listening. Go ahead.
For the wallet, all those e-wallets, it just because that is what I feel that so many of people that are telling you that they are using wallet. It's not like all these e-wallets, you can keep your money there. Typical example of them is just like all this OPay e-wallet app.
Oh, that's what it is.
That is what it is.
All right, then. Thank you very much for calling. Okay, so it's e-wallets. All right, hello. How are you?
Hello. Yeah, Josh.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
I think okay from Lekki.
Thank
you.
I'm
going to pick my call.
Come on now.
Yeah, I've been calling since. So.
Well, thank you very much for hanging in.
Easy getting your line. Yesterday, to your topic, I really wanted to contribute.
So we're going to touch on that today as well. So eventually, you'll have an opportunity today.
I hope so. Well, for the crypto thing, I'm a crypto trader.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, I started early last year.
Okay.
Basically, what it is that cryptocurrency is the future currency. Just like you have in those days, cowries being used.
Yeah.
Salt.
Yeah.
Being used as means of legal tender.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, it evolved and got into physical currency, cash, naira, dollar, pounds, and all that. So now it's moving towards the face of digital currency. So there's no way CBN or any government can stop it. In fact, one of the oldest banks in U.S. just adopted cryptocurrency. Right now, just recently. Okay. And even South Africa, just imported their first sets of cryptocurrency ATM machines.
Oh.
And here in Nigeria, we are busy running backwards. Rather than face reality, the reality is that it has come to stay. No one can stop it. Again, look at Bezos putting like $1.5 billion into it. Is it crazy?
Was that Bezos or Elon? Was it Elon?
Elon.
Okay.
Elon, yeah. So is it crazy? It's not crazy to pump in such an amount of money.
These guys really do crazy things. I mean, he might be crazy.
Yeah, let's
because you know it's I mean I get your point. It's just money that is not necessarily, as the government says, regulated or licensed. So you really must have a lot of faith in the future for this to really be your current investment.
It's just like you talk of the dollar in Nigeria. You know, it's not regulated either. You know what the government does here to try to meet up with the dollar exchanges? They pump dollar into the market. They pump dollar. You keep pumping that every day. The dollar you pumped in will get finished, and then the dollar rate will still go high. You still keep chasing after the dollar because we depend so much on the dollars and the crude oil exchange, you know, market.
But that is actually a function of a global and a systematic economic repression type situation.
Yeah, same thing for cryptocurrency. It's about demand and supply. It's the demand for crypto that is making it high. Just the investment of Elon in Bitcoin has shot the price of Bitcoin high. And now those who bought maybe some years ago, now they are millionaires. You get?
Okay.
So it all has its dangers. Even the money we are using, look at the Nigerian money currency now, it's really useless. You know, and the CBN is really scared.
Do you justify the government's position? I mean, they have given reasons as to why it's necessary to prohibit the trade.
Yes, they have their excuse, which to some extent is justifiable, but it's still the same thing that is happening to fiat currency. It's the same thing. Talking of money laundering, is it not happening with the normal currency?
Licensed currency,
What about the Boko Haram sponsors all this while? Were they using cryptocurrency before now? So what happened? Why haven't they traced them or their sponsors? You get? So what they would have done, look at they invited the CBN governor to the House of Assembly to come and give some explanation. Is he the one they are supposed to invite? Is he only the one they are to invite? Are they not supposed to bring in the cryptocurrency practitioners, experts also to come and explain the benefits of cryptocurrency to Nigeria and how they can work hand in hand to be able to regulate it to some extent since they are afraid, rather than just close their eyes to it and the world is moving forward, we keep stepping backwards. You know, it's still good to acquire your currency. Study the market. Know how it is.
Yeah.
You know, I always tell people that I train in cryptocurrency. I tell them, I said, invest what you can afford to lose. That's one major principle of investment. Invest what you can afford to lose so that when you lose it, you won't start crying. You get?
All right.
So it's a risk. Business is a risk. You gain some and you lose some.
But given this whole development when it comes to the now standing policy, how does this affect you? How good is it? How bad is it? How interesting is it?
It doesn't affect me because I run a group who does peer-to-peer. We buy and sell cryptocurrencies. So somebody may say, I need to sell. And then you have other people who wants to buy. And then we have who they call escrow. Escrow stands in between and collects both the crypto and the cash, transferred to his own account, and then he dispatches both to the two other people that needs and that wants to buy.
Okay, you've kind of created your own small world in this big world.
Yes.
All right.
So even the companies that deal directly with the bank, like Roko and Co, they also have peer-to-peer Binance. They are peer-to-peer right now. So it really doesn't affect.
All right. So
for those who know how it works.
Exactly. Yeah. Knowing for those. So somebody mentioned something about wallets that kind of have money so that they don't have to go to the banks. Do you know anything about that?
Yes.
What's that?
Yeah, of course. the wallets you're talking about is still cryptocurrency wallets. We have so many of them that you can actually put your currency. Like we said, there are thousands of cryptocurrencies. Mm-hmm. Now, you decide the one you want to invest in or the one you want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have wallets for them. There are certain apps that contain all these wallets. You get, so you create one of the wallets just like your bank account. Then you put that cryptocurrency in that particular wallet. Just like you have dollar account, you have naira account. You cannot put naira in the dollar account. So you put the crypto, the particular crypto you want in that particular account, a wallet that you've created.
Yeah.
Then you have a wallet address that is just like your bank account number.
Yeah.
So when somebody wants to sell to you, the person just collects your wallet address and sends to you. And when you want to receive, you do the same thing.
Okay.
So it's the wallet, yeah.
This is, I hope the public has benefited from this in some way. Thank you very much for that insight. We do appreciate it. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Off on a break. We'll be right back. This is Sam Smith. Enjoy. And more conversations to come your way. If you need to be any place, it's here.